room. I swallowed against the sudden dryness in my throat. I slowly tied off the last stitch on my cloak and set it down. I noticed my bleeding finger, and absently put it in my mouth. I took a deep breath. I took a drink. Then I walked over to the table where the two men sat talking.
"Did you gentlemen come downriver by any chance?"
They looked up, obviously irritated by the interruption. "Gentlemen, had been a mistake. I should have said fellows, fellows." The bald one nodded.
"Did you come by way of Marrow?"
I asked, picking a northern town at random.
"No,"
the fat one said.
"We're down from Trebon."
"Oh, good,"
I said, my mind racing for a plausible lie.
"I have family up in those parts. I was thinking of visiting."
My mind went blank as I tried to think of a way to ask him for the details of the story I'd overheard. My palms were sweaty.
"Are they getting ready for the harvest festival up that way, or have I already missed it?"
I finished lamely.
"Still in the works,"
the bald one said, and pointedly turned his shoulder to me.
"I'd heard there was some problem with a wedding up in those parts."
The bald one turned back to look at me.
"Well, I don't know how you'd have heard that, as the news was fresh last night and we just docked down here 10 minutes ago."
He gave me a hard look.
"I don't know what you're selling, boy, but I ain't buying. Piss off, or I'll thump you."
I went back to my seat, knowing I'd made an irrecoverable mess of things. I sat, keeping my hands flat on the table to keep them from shaking. A group of people, brutally killed. Blue fire. Oddness. Chandrian. Less than a day ago, the Chandrian were in Trebon. I finished my drink more out of reflex than anything else, then stood and made my way to the bar. I was quickly coming to grips with the reality of the situation. After all these years, I finally had the opportunity to learn something about the Chandrian, and not just a mention of them pressed flat between the pages of a book in the archives. I had the chance to see their work firsthand. This was an opportunity that might never come again. But I needed to get to Trebon soon, while things were still fresh in people's memories, before curious or superstitious townsfolk destroyed what evidence remained. I didn't know what I hoped to find, but anything I learned about the Chandrian would be more than I knew now. And if I were to have a chance at anything useful, I had to be there as soon as possible. Today. The morning crowd was keeping the innkeeper busy, so I had to lay an iron drab on the bar before she paid me any attention at all. After paying for a private room last night and breakfast and bath this morning, the drab represented a good portion of my worldly wealth, so I kept my finger on it.
"What you have?"
she asked as she came up to me.
"How far is it to Trebon?"
I asked.
"A river, a couple of days." I didn't ask how long it was. I need to know how far,
I said, stressing the last word.
"No need to get snippy,"
she said, wiping her hands on her grubby apron.
"By river, it's 40 miles or so. Could take more than 2 days, depending on if you're on a barge or a billow boat, and what the weather's like."
"How far by road?" I asked.
"Black of me if I know,"
she muttered, then called down the bar.
"Rad, how far to Trebon by road?"
3 or 4 days,
said a weathered man without looking up from his mug.
"I asked how far,"
she snapped at him.
"Is it longer than the riverway?"
"Damn sight longer, about 25 legs by road. A hard road too, uphill."
God's body, who measured things in leagues these days? Depending on where that fellow grew up, a league could be anywhere between 2 to 3.5 miles. My father always claimed that a league wasn't really a unit of measurement at all. Just a way for farmers to attach numbers to their rough guesses. Still, it let me know Trebon was somewhere between 50 and 80 miles to the north. It was probably best to assume the worst, at least 70 miles. The woman behind the bar turned back to me.
"There you have it. Now, can I get you some in?"
"I need a water skin if you have one, or a bottle of water if you don't, and some food that will keep on the road. Hard sausage, cheese, flatbread."
"Apples?"
she asked.
"Bought some lovely red jennies this morning, good for the road."
I nodded.